News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as you heard on the news there, many rural roads will see speed limit sign changes from today as the first wave of speed limit changes as part of that Slower Speeds, Safer Roads campaign are enforced. The change will see speed limits reduce from 80 kilometres an hour to 60 kilometres an hour. We're joined by Dr. Suzanne Mead, Transport Infrastructure Ireland Senior Engineer in Road Safety. Suzanne, just talk us through exactly what is happening.
Okay, so I think the first thing to establish is which roads this will impact today. So in Ireland, there are three types of roads. There's a road hierarchy. At the top of that are national roads, so they are of strategic importance. There's about 5,300 kilometres of those. Then there are regional roads, and they provide regional connectivity, about 13,000 of those. And then we have local roads. So local roads provide local accessibility. They also cater for walking and cycling. There's a lot of houses and accesses off them. And there's about 82,000 of those. So in rural areas, the 80, they're current, they were posted at 80, they're dropping to 60 today. So it's only those roads.
Local roads.
Local roads only.
Okay.
National roads are not impacted. Regional roads are not impacted. So it's only local roads.
So only local roads. What impact are you hoping this will have?
Yeah, so part of we're seeing today is the speed limit review coming into fruition, the first wave of that. So there was a lot of research done by the Department of Transport and a lot of other stakeholders to figure out, you know, would this make an impact? So one of the examples of that is from France in 2018. So they had a 10 kilometre per hour drop from 90 to 80, and they saw 13% less fatals in the first year. Belgium also did this. They did a 20 kilometre drop from 90 to 70, and they had a 33% less fatals when they did that. And overall, the International Transport Forum looked at this a lot across a lot of different countries. So overall, we should see a drop of about 16% across all collision severities. And then what this is really going to impact are fatal collisions and serious injuries. So there should be about a 20, 26, 28% drop in them. So that's what we're hoping will happen from today. So we're looking for to see a widespread drop in average speeds on local roads, dropped right down to 60.
Will it happen? Does it follow if the speed limit reduces that people reduce their speed accordingly?
We've seen from other countries, so this is a voluntary ask. There will be enforcement as normal, but this is a voluntary ask. So the two examples that I just gave were the same. Nothing else changed. There was no big change or something else that happened in enforcement. This was a voluntary ask. So the speed limits that are posted on our roads, we're supposed to adhere to those. That's the law. So in these cases, it should follow that people accept them and do follow them. And we there's an opinion that people feel. So what we're talking about here are local roads. They're narrow. There's a lot of bends on them. So when you're driving on those roads, a lot of the time, actually 80 kilometres is very, very fast for those roads. It is generally 60 is probably more appropriate. So setting of the speed limits adjusts to actually the function of those roads and how safely they can be driven.
Have you encountered much opposition to this at local level, at political level?
I've heard it in the press, but overall, I think people welcome it. When people understand that we're talking about rural local roads here, I think they understand that there's an inherent lack. They're not very safe to drive at high speeds. I think once people understand that that's what we're talking about, not national roads, not regional roads, that it's quite acceptable.
Are there going to be changes or have there been changes to particularly, well, national and regional roads? I remember driving on the Ring of Kerry once along a stretch, and I think it was 100 kilometres an hour. And I remember thinking, how could anyone drive at 100 kilometres an hour? That was the limit, obviously. But I was thinking, how could you even drive at 95 kilometres or 90 kilometres an hour along the stretch? Are there going to be changes on other roads?
So this is phase one of three changes that are proposed. So coming later in the year, there will be a change to national secondary roads. So they will drop from currently 100 down to 80. And then there will also be a change in urban areas. So urban areas, a lot of the roads will change from 50 down to 30.
Okay. Again, I can see the logic of it. People, I can imagine people saying it's impossible to drive at 30 kilometres an hour. What would you say to that?
I would say that when this is rolled out, it's not going to be a blanket drop. That's one thing to point out. So the speeds will generally match the kind of how the road looks in urban areas. But just going back to what we expect to happen in the local roads. So if we look at the severity of a collision that happens at 80 currently. So a lot of local roads have side collisions. So that's another vehicle coming into the side of another vehicle. And they also have a lot of single vehicle collisions. So at 80 kilometres per hour, a side collision, there's about 90% of those collisions will be fatal.
Okay.
By dropping that down to 60, it drops dramatically down to 30%.
Wow.
Okay.
Big difference, yeah.
Yeah. And if we go to single vehicle collisions, so that's, you know, you maybe you lose control in one of those bends on local roads and you hit a wall or you go into a ditch. So currently at 80, about 30% of those will be fatal, and it's less than 5% would be fatal at 60, and it's the same for pedestrians. So we have a lot of pedestrians and cyclists. So again, if you're hit at 80, 90% chance it would be fatal. If you're hit at 60, that nearly halves.
It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
It is a huge drop. So it's injury minimising speeds. So that's what we're trying to communicate to people. And the drop in the speed should bring down our fatal and serious injuries in Ireland on those roads that have been
okay. Let's hope
dropped.
People are listening. Dr. Suzanne Mead, Transport Ireland Infrastructure Senior Engineer in Road Safety. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.